Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show, live from New York. And now, here are your hosts, LC and Jack.
October 26, 2010, you are tuned in to another edition of the LC and Jack Radio Show. Thanks for joining us for up-close and personal urban talk radio. LC, are you there, my friend?
I'm here. Jack, it's great to hear your voice. We missed you last week.
Yes, unfortunately, Jack was unable to be a part of the program last week, but I am here tonight. I'm very happy, although despite a very disappointing Monday night for you and millions of other Dallas Cowboys fans who are now 1-5. How are you, pal?
Unfortunately, I'm not doing too well, Jack. As the listeners out there know, our loyal listeners, I am a huge Cowboy fan. And unfortunately, the season is a wrap. We lost our big-time quarterback. He's out 8 weeks, 6 to 8 weeks. Team is a mess. A coach has been a mess for 2-3 years. So, unfortunately, I won't be watching too much football. It's pretty much a bad taste in my mouth. But, you know, like they say, is always next year.
Right. Now, I don't know that much about football because you know that Jack is not a huge sports fan, or needless to say, football fan, but is there any way that they can just forfeit the season?
You know what? At this point, it's such a... And you know the thing about it, the team is like a George Steinbrenner put-together team as far as the talent assembled on this team is just... I mean, it's some of the best players in the world all on this team. But that goes to tell you it's not all about having, you know, 11 stud players at every position. It's about working together as a team and not being, you know, not making bonehead mistakes like they do time and time again. It's so frustrating to, you know, the roof of the team when, you know, you're just beating yourself. And that's the most frustrating thing watching it when, you think that the team is taking off, and then next thing you know, they take a step forward, and then next thing you know, they take 10 steps back. So frustrating for us Cowboy fans, but you know what? We will be back.
I'm sure you will. I did watch actually most of the game last night, and the score didn't really indicate what you saw on the field. I mean, the next day, if you didn't see the game, you saw the score. Mm-hmm. The next day, you probably would have thought it was a competitive game, very close, and one that was a lot of fun to watch. But at times, it was very painful to watch. But again, the score doesn't necessarily reflect what you saw the night before, because I think the final score, they only lost by a touchdown.
Unfortunately, the record doesn't lie. You know, they've won one game out of six. I mean, they have the worst record in the league. And if you just watch the team when they came out guns blazing.
Yeah.
And then Tony Romo was out, and that was it. It's like everybody packed it in until the last quarter. Then all of a sudden they started to play. But the game was pretty much over. They did make a late run, like you said, Jack. But it's very frustrating when you root for a team and it's just not happening. I guess now, how it is, you know, if you're at work and You know, you think you're doing a good job, and your boss says,
right,
for you to go.
Did you keep track of the number of text messages that you received last night?
Yeah, unfortunately, I received a lot of texts, one from you there, Jack, and a lot of phone calls. Every update I was getting phone calls. Actually, one of my friends who was actually at the game, so it was bad for me, but it was worse for him. He was down at the game down in Dallas, and unfortunately, it was a nightmare of a showing.
Yeah.
It's horrible, but the good news is, Jack, that the NBA is starting tonight. That is the
yes.
good news.
Mm-hmm.
So I can root for my New York Knicks, and we can see what happens. At least, there's a new sport cooking, and I'm big into fantasy. This is my first fantasy basketball that I'm participating in. So I have my draft later on after the show tonight, and I'm drafting number 3. So I'm really excited to see who's going to be on the board for me to pick up.
How'd you do with the fantasy football?
Actually, I'm in first place. That's still going. I lost last night. One of my main quarterback is Romo, so I took a hit there. I lost this week's game, but I'm still in first place. So I'm holding my own in football. Now we're trying this basketball thing. It's the first time for me, so I'm excited. I got a high draft pick, so I'm waiting to see who I can grab right off. Okay, whether it be LeBron, whether it be Kobe, I'm looking to see who's going to be there for me to take in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're not into these things, Jack, but this is exciting stuff, man.
Now, is this done for some sort of a reward at the end?
Yes, there is a nice little winner's check if you win. You have to be the top dog. And
so this is illegal?
This is legal. It's legal. It's actually run by CBS Sports. And, you get a chance to join a league, and you compete against others. And, we'll see what happens. Hopefully I'll have a little luck, like I am doing with football. I'm doing well. First time, so we'll see how it goes.
Yeah. Okay. you ready to get the show on the road?
That's right. Let's do our thing.
Tonight's show is being brought to you by the Dallas Cowboys.
Oh, man.
LC, if someone would like to advertise with us or just make contact, how can they do that?
Oh, man. Call the Dallas Cowboys. You're looking to advertise on the LC and Jack radio show. No, let me stop. If you're looking to advertise with the LC and Jack radio show, like we're plugging the Cowboys now, give us a call. Area code 631-664-4452. You're looking for do a live plug here on the air. You want to put something up on lcandjack.com webpage, or you want to do a little bit of both, let us know. We'll put a package together that's going to meet that pocket, okay? So we understand times are difficult right now, but we have a package that will meet your needs. So give us a call, area code 631-664-4452, and ask for LC, Jack, or ask for the advertising department, and we'll take good care of you.
That works. And while we await Kim from Kim's commentary.
Is she joining us, Jack? What's the deal with Kim?
She's supposed to be joining us tonight, but
my understanding is that Kim is in love.
Perhaps.
That's what I heard.
Right now,
so
she is late. So.
Yeah, she's, I got to find out who this dude is, all right, and find out what's the deal, okay? This guy must have some money or something.
I don't know. I'd stay out of her personal life.
Jeez.
But nonetheless, we'll get started. And I wanted to jump right into the firing of Juan Williams from NPR this week.
He Your favorite on, station, too, outside the LC and Jack radio show there. Right,
yeah.
Jack?
Yeah. That's right, LC. And apparently he was on the O'Reilly Factor, which is Bill O'Reilly's program on Fox News.
That's right.
And he made a comment that when he gets on an airplane and sees people in Muslim garb, he gets worried.
Yes.
Now,
yes.
I know that for a number of years you worked in New York, and I believe you were in New York even after 9/11, and just wondered if you ever experienced feelings like that.
Good question, Jack. I mean, you know what? I had a chance to see an interview with Mr. Williams, exactly what he stated. And I think he stated something that a lot of people won't. He basically said, hey, I get a little nervous, okay, when I see somebody in the garb, I get nervous. And you know what? I think he just stated a fact that a lot of people won't say for various reasons. Me, myself, when you learn when you work in Manhattan, or if you're in and out of Manhattan a lot for various reasons, you deal with a lot of different people. And, you know, I take people as face value. They're courteous to me. You know, I treat them like I treat everyone. You know, so it doesn't concern me. But, well, you know, ever since 9/11, though, I mean, there are a lot of people that, you know, they do stereotype. And, you know, you can't assume just because, you know, that they're wearing a certain way they dress or look is that they're carrying a bomb.
Right.
Yeah, you just can't think like that. I mean, it's unfortunate, you know, because, you know, I think you have the freedom of religion. Everyone has their own freedom to,
right,
to do and worship whatever higher power that they choose. So you just stereotype who, you know, just because they're dressed a certain way, I mean, you're just going to be a nervous wreck. But I appreciate what he said, because unfortunately, and journalism has gotten, depending on who it is, they're very sensitive on how they come across. Where, you know, he just called a spade, in my mm-hmm. opinion. You know, he said, look, he makes people nervous.
Right.
You know, he
or
got fired,
him,
like
yeah.
you said.
Yeah,
the CEO was all over the place, okay? CEO of NPR really, she tap danced. She made a couple wild statements. And at the end of the day, she made a huge mistake. The guy has the freedom of speech, and he didn't do anything crazy. He didn't say anything crazy.
Well, apparently this is going to work out for him, because I understand that late last week Fox News gave him a contract, a 3-year deal reportedly worth $2 million. So I don't believe he was making that kind of money on NPR. I could be wrong, but I
don't think he was either, okay?
It's going to work out for him. But I think we have Kim on the line. Kim, are you there?
I'm here, gentlemen.
Oh,
hey.
My God. Is that Kim or is that an imposter?
It's Kim.
We were just discussing the whole Juan Williams debacle. Why don't you chime in with your thoughts?
Yeah, I heard my colleague over there, LC, and I just want to say that I totally disagree with you.
Really?
love you to death, but disagree with you. I think national
cut
public
her off,
radio...
Jack. Cut her off.
National public radio is just what it says, national public radio. And that means the stories are for the masses, which includes Muslims. And for Juan Williams, who has had more exposure than your average citizen to the world, the global world at large, to make that kind of a statement was highly, highly offensive.
How was it offensive when he said what most people, or I shouldn't say most people, what a lot of people feel?
No, I disagree that a lot of people feel that way. You know, I disagree with that statement too. I think that because that perception has been put out there in the public domain, that people are picking up on it and saying most people feel that way. I go about my life from day to day, and I got to tell you, you know, I don't, when I see people dressed in cultural garments, I think, wow, that's beautiful. Wow, that's a terrific statement on who and what our world is. You know, I find it very interesting and fascinating and want to talk to those people and get to know them and find out what they're about and what their contributions are to my community. I don't think, oh, gosh, I'm scared. You know, I just think that that was totally unnecessary. I think it's unfair to Muslims. You know, I think that there have been studies of domestic terrorism in this country, and most of the people involved in those groups look nothing like Muslims. And, you know, that story ran this week, I think, in the L.A. Times and Washington Post, I forget. But there have been studies done year after year after year of domestic terrorism groups, and they don't look like Muslims. They don't live like Muslims. They don't think like Muslims. So I think it's really unfair for Juan Williams to have made that comment. And I think it speaks to the work that we need to do as a society to be tolerant and respectful of one another.
Well, I disagree with you because there was actually a study that was done on, I think it was ABC News a couple of weeks ago. And they had a reporter who covered her whole face except her eyes. As a, you know, she had the garb on her head, you know, cover her face and cover her body. And she walked around, and in the major city, she walked around New York, no problem. No wild comments. Now, she went to some rural areas, and people were going nuts. Said some lewd comments to her, and they filmed all of this. So the perception out there in a lot of, I'll say, I don't say remote areas, but, you know, in and out, outside maybe these major cities, the people have their own conception of what these people are and what they do, and what they, you know, and that they could be possibly harmful.
Well, you just repeated what I said, though, Elsie. I mean, you saying you disagree with me, but you just repeated what I said. I said Juan Williams has had more exposure to the world than most people, and so therefore he should not have made that type of comment. Clearly, if you dress a female like that and you put her in small town America, people are going to look at her because you know what? Their town is small, and so it's a homogenous community, and so they only see people who look like themselves. And so, unfortunately, they're going to make those kind of remarks, and that is why we need to make sure that we don't raise our children, that we don't live, that we don't work in just homogenous communities, so that we are exposed to all cultures, so that we're more tolerant and sensitive, and we don't make those kinds of remarks.
You're listening to the LC and Jack Radio Show here on Blog Talk Radio. If you would like to join in the discussion tonight, please pick up the phone and dial 347-843-4738. And at the current moment, we are having a discussion about the firing of the NPR journalist Juan Williams, who was released last week for comments that he made on the O'Reilly Factor. Apparently, this word just in on the internet, the president and CEO of NPR Radio is now apologizing for the Dallas Cowboy loss last night. I can't believe what I'm reading on the internet.
Oh, God.
Yeah, everyone's apologizing, okay? Because it was a train wreck, okay?
I've actually met Mr. Williams a couple times.
Really?
Yeah, in airports, just in passing. I think just a few times, I think once in Boston and once in Washington, and we really didn't get a chance to speak, but he seemed like a fair enough guy, but I guess since 9/11, people's attitudes towards one another have really changed. And
that's right.
Apparently, Fox is looking to capitalize off of this firing, so you know, let's see how this works out.
What'd you say there, Jack? I lost you.
Yeah.
Are you still there?
Yeah.
He's trying to run from Kim too. He's like, "Whoa, Kim's on a roll today."
I was trying to read something quickly about the Atlanta Press Club, and I think that Kim, you're familiar with the various press clubs around the country, aren't you?
Yes.
Do they take a position on these types of things, or is it sort of just kind of stay neutral?
Well, sometimes they do and sometimes they don't. I mean, it just depends on, you know, whether or not a journalist, a fellow journalist or a colleague comes and asks for that type of support. I'm certain, though, that it's been the topic of discussion in meetings and behind closed doors. And, you know, I don't want to belittle Elsie's point. He makes an excellent point, and people do feel and think that way. But I'm trying to look at what I think is the larger picture of this country is a melting pot, and we need to start behaving like that.
Yeah.
You're right. We should, but unfortunately, in America today, you have a mixed bag.
Yeah.
So we got a mixed bag out there. So,
what does President Obama have to do to be reelected?
It's funny, Jack, that you asked that. Actually, before you get into that, one of our interns threw up on our Facebook page, asked the listeners to give their thoughts on what type of job that he's done so far. And the consensus, for the most part, was very favorable for the president. They felt that he's done a decent job, and, you know, his hands have been somewhat tied, but they felt overall he's doing the best possible job that he could do. So, but that was very interesting. Got some negative comments, of course, but the overwhelming consensus was that he's doing a fairly good job.
Do you agree with that, Kim?
I think that President Obama has likely the most difficult job in the world, and I don't know that I would assess his performance. However, I would say that, you know, this at this point in time in our country, he's at a crossroads where he has to figure out, you know, depending on the outcome of the election, how he is going to mend fences with the Republicans and continue to move his agenda forward, and how he's also going to bring the Democrats on board. So, I mean, he's really going to have to review and revamp his strategy. And I think, you know, as American voters, we've got to, you know, be attentive to that, and, you know, try to figure out, you know, where we want this country to continue to go.
I think the big thing is, if he's going to get reelected, people have to feel like they can find work, and it's, you know, it's been very challenging, to say the least, for a lot of people to find jobs, or even they just want to keep their job.
Yeah, that's an excellent point. 60 Minutes had a piece called the 99ers, I believe, something to that effect. But it's essentially people who are at that 99-week point of unemployment. And it's an amazing piece. If people have a chance to Google it and look at it, it's really an unbelievable documentary. And every person that they had in that room was either had either a PhD, a master's, or a bachelor's degree. And almost none of them had been able to find work for 99 weeks. And, you know, their stories were just really sad and thought-provoking. I mean, they were homeless, living with parents, living with families. You know, it was just, it's a sad state for our economy right now. And you're right. I mean, he's going to have to figure out how to get people back to work and soon.
Well, it's kind of sad. He bailed out the banks, which I thought was it's a move he had to do. These guys hoarded the money, and they're not really hiring anybody. I mean, a lot of these businesses that the government came in and saved, they're not hiring anybody. They kept the cash. They made money off the money that was loaned to them, and you know, they're not really, you know, and, you know, the banks as well as some other major brokerage companies aren't really hiring. They're not really hiring. You know, if they are hiring, they're really just filling jobs that should have been filled such a long time ago.
Right.
So it's
exactly
not really
right.
expanding the economy. You know, it's not like they're expanding their business.
Mm-hmm.
So
yep,
it's very challenging right now. Hopefully better days are coming.
Yeah, hopefully. I mean, prior to him being elected, I know that he was touring really the country and the world, and he was received very, very well, and folks were comparing him to a rock star, the way he was filling these arenas and making people feel as though they will experience real change and are on the right track. But as Kim said, this is the toughest job in the world, and I don't know that you can turn things around in 4 years.
Well, you can't. But the thing is, the reality is, you know, he's a minority, you know, and, you know, in my opinion, it has a lot to do with, you know, a lot of people, you know, you had his predecessor that was in for 8 years, so a lot of the damage that was done over 8 year plus period of time. It takes, you know, realistically, you know, for a man, especially somebody of his stature, and do something in 4 years, not even 4 years, turn things around is very unrealistic.
I think I saw a piece on the Tube today that showed John McCain, and he appears to be concerned that the Republicans are becoming overzealous about the elections to come in a week or so, as well as the big election in 2 years. He feels that they're getting, I guess, a little too cocky. How do you guys feel about that?
Go ahead, Kim.
I agree. It, you know, you can't count the ballots until the votes are in and you know, totally counted. And I also think, too, that the Republicans have to be careful at this point not to sound like, you know, oh, we told you so, or, you know, we're going to do it better. Because at the end of the day, they, too, have to figure out a way to embrace the Democratic Party, just like President Obama has to figure out a way to embrace the Republican Party. So, yeah, they can't get overzealous. And I also think that there's too much I'm right, you're wrong going on by both parties right now.
Mm-hmm.
And Elsie makes a great point. It's not about who's right or wrong. It's about what's right for this country, and we need to get it fixed and get back to work.
Yep, I agree with Kim. It's very difficult there, Jack. I mean, it's, of course they think because Democrats, you know, the Democrats have control, things haven't gone the way they expected it, not necessarily the public. I mean, yes, you know, you'll have that, but, you know, you can't always believe everything you read, you know, that, you know, most of the country is unhappy with the way the Democrats are doing it. I mean, I think people are out of work and they're frustrated. So once that happens, you can't provide for your family. You know, you're looking for answers. And I don't think people nowadays are necessarily, just because the Democrats in control, that they think the Republicans are going to come in and just clean everything up and make it, you know, everything to go back to normal. I think people just want to be able to provide for their families. And, you know, when you can't do that, I think it's the frustration. Like, you know, Kim had mentioned the numbers. You know, highly educated people. It just gets to a point where it's like, where do we go from here?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, we need to pull together as people, everyone, all of it, and get, you know, work together to come up with some answers to make this place a better place for me, you, and our children. Because it's, you can't even really see us coming out of this right now. And it's been like, what, year, two and a half, 3 years now.
I'm going to Google that piece that Kim talked about on 60 Minutes. I'd like to see that. And also, I learned of a movie last night, which I heard about on National Public Radio, by the way.
Have they paid for any advertising?
I do listen to NPR quite frequently. Anyhow, the movie was called The Company Men, and it stars Ben Affleck. Are either of you familiar with that movie? It's supposed to come out, I think, in late December, but it's about...
Have you seen the bootleg there, Jack?
No, I haven't seen the movie. I heard of it.
Okay. I thought you
and
saw
it's supposed
some bootleg
to be about three men who worked at a company or companies for whatever, 20, 25, 30 years, and they're laid off, and now they're starting over late in life. So it seems like Hollywood is beginning to even capitalize off of this recession by telling these stories over and over and then selling them to us. But apparently Ben Affleck, according to the critic, he does a good job, and it's something that he recommends people see. But called The Company Men, should be out in late December. So maybe we can stop fighting here and move on to some lighter stuff. Because the energy feels bad, and
Elsie knows I love him, right? You know I love you, Elsie, right?
Yeah, you do, huh?
That was a heated love discussion.
Yeah, okay. Well, I'd like to know who this, you know, Jack told me that you're in love these days. I'd like to know a little bit about this gentleman.
There's no such thing.
Wow. Okay, that's an off-the-air conversation.
Really? Okay.
Well, you know that Jack does not pry, Kim, so you know where this is coming from.
Yeah, right.
So,
he's right. Cheating on you.
Right.
So we're going to do some horoscopes now. We're going to start with LC, and I'm going to read this quickie horoscope. For LC, brought to you by YahooShine.com. And I want you to tell me if this is accurate or not. And we'll base it on today, because I do believe that these horoscopes change on a daily basis. But your horoscope for today, LC, is finally, things are going to ease up a bit, and you'll have the extra time you need. Do you
really
feel like that's in the making for you?
Extra time, huh? Is this money attached to that extra time?
Maybe extra time to make the extra money.
There we go. That's what I'm talking about.
You know, you gotta...
I love it.
Extra time.
And for Kim, your horoscope reads, let things take their course. And if a relationship or idea fails, it was meant to.
Wow.
How does that feel?
That's a deep one. That really is applicable, too.
Good. Well, those were brought to you by Yahoo.com, so perhaps now your fans, you'll be checking your email in the morning and then going to the Yahoo Horoscopes. But
what's yours?
I knew this was coming.
Don't try to play us.
That's right, man.
Here.
Let's go, Jack.
Jack was trying to hide. Jack's horoscope is, the world is feeling harsh right now. Crawl inside your shell and look inward. So that's my horoscope.
No comment on that, huh?
That's kind of deep there.
It is. That's mad deep.
So, Elsie, I'm going to say a name, and I want you to respond to the first few things that come to mind when I say this name. Kanye West.
Off the hook. Crazy, man.
Anything else?
Nah. He gives you the speechless look.
Still, is he still getting into trouble?
No, but I mean, it's always something flying around Kanye. It's always.
All right. Kim, Sarah Palin.
Oh, brother. Scary.
Wow.
Scary.
She just seems to have come out of her shell, right? Since the whole McCain thing, she just evolved into this, I don't know, other person.
I don't even think she knows politics, to be honest.
I agree.
And it was, and they did a report on her, and a lot of people were like, we don't think she knows what really is going on. That's what a lot of people
are
saying.
That's the scary thing. Yes, she does.
Yeah.
Unbelievable. She's been a governor. Gary.
Yeah, two-term governor, I believe.
Yes.
LC, Charlie Sheen.
Charlie Sheen. Oh, man. Charlie Sheen's crazy. He's great.
Chris Brown.
Drug man, okay? Probably.
I understand that he makes $1.8 million per episode of Two and a Half Men.
Really?
Wow. That's awesome.
$1.8 million. So he's got a lot of money to party.
Yeah, he parties. He parties hard, man.
You can wreck a lot of hotel rooms with that kind of money.
Oh. I didn't know he's making that type of dough. Jeez.
Yeah.
That's big unbelievable.
Money. Big money. LC, did you ever trash a hotel room?
No comment.
Okay.
Yeah, and I'm not trying to get sued, okay?
We tried to hook him and we were unsuccessful. Kim, Clarence Thomas.
Needs therapy.
Did you hear the latest on him, Jack?
Yes, I did.
Did you?
Did you hear that, Kim? With the
Oh yeah. And I think that it's a sad statement because, you know, he clearly is wrestling with who he is and has a lot of devious tendencies.
Well, it wasn't even him. It was his wife.
Yeah, but he's the one watching porn, and
his old mistress to apologize to him.
That's not her place. I mean, seriously. she has too much time on her hands. I mean,
I was shocked. 20 years later?
Hey,
it's still
about fresh.
A grudge. 20 years.
Oh, Anita went crazy, okay?
Yeah, that's crazy.
Anita Brown went crazy.
Well, I got two more for you. LC, Wade Phillips.
Bonehead. He's in the wrong profession.
Maybe she'd be doing radio.
Yeah.
It's like a hip hop show on.
Yeah, you know what? Maybe we
on New York radio
get him on it. We should get him on the show so we can grill him. Jeez.
Kim, what do you know about the hiccup grill?
The hiccup grill?
Hiccup girl.
Nothing, but it doesn't sound like a good thing.
Okay. Really, I'm not sure if this story is out of New York or not, LC, but this young woman had the hiccups for 3 or 4 months, nonstop. Apparently, one day they just stopped, but she received a bunch of media attention. She was on the Today Show and a few other popular morning shows. And after a few months, 3 or 4 months, it just stopped. But allegedly, 2 or 3 days ago, she and her boyfriend decided to break into someone's home and wind up killing someone in the house.
Oh my God.
And she's now been arrested for homicide, she and the boyfriend. So, and they're calling her the hiccup girl. So I don't know if this is based out of New York or not, but
I did hear about it. I did hear the latest about her. The hiccups are gone and she's in trouble.
How do you do that? You get national attention. A little bit of a fad going there. Maybe you could do something with that, turn it into some dollars for you or something, and instead you wind up going to jail.
It's unbelievable, man. It's like your boy T.I.
Why did they commit the murder?
I think they were stealing something from him, some currency or merchandise, and guess something went wrong. They wound up killing the poor man.
Hmm.
That's horrible.
Yeah.
No? You're going to hang out with T.I.
That's bad.
You're hanging out with T.I., okay? Because he's back in jail, too, then, Jack.
Yeah, yeah. Tell me about
it. Did he go back yet?
What'd you say, Kim?
Did he go back yet?
Yeah, even the judge said it's time for you to go back to jail.
Wow.
Yeah, he's in jail. Oh, yeah, he's in jail.
Well, only for the holidays, huh?
It's going to be another year, holidays plus.
Yeah.
New Year's. Okay, mm-hmm. So he's going to go a whole year.
I saw the story in the Post today about Michael Jackson being the top-earning dead celebrity. Did you hear about this?
No, really?
Since his death, his estate has earned over $275 million.
And wow.
It's such a shame because this poor man can't enjoy it.
Well, some of the experts had said that Michael is going to be better off as far as his estate, with him now passing, because Michael is spending so much money that, you know, he's just outspending what was coming in.
Yeah.
So they said now, he's, you know, his kids are not going to have to worry at all.
Yeah.
Because everything, the movies, the this, the that, new albums, and there's nothing going out. There's only stuff coming in.
But I think he was $500 million in debt, so I'm not sure how that's going to work.
Yeah, but he's got a lot of assets still, so I think long term he'll be fine.
Yeah.
Well, his kids, I should say, his estate.
Right.
Unbelievable. A
lot of money. The person that came in second to him was one of his idols, and that was Elvis. And it's reported that Elvis earned some $60 million after his passing, so Michael has far surpassed Elvis, and I think he's considered the all-time leader now for dead celebrity in terms of earnings after passing.
Well, that number is going to, I predict, double. I think that number easily. Yeah, they have so much merchandising and everything else that they're going to start to get out and sell. Yeah, I think that number's going to be through the roof. And he's got, they say, over 100 songs unreleased. So you know what that means. That's like 10 albums.
Yeah.
So.
Well, folks,
we shall see.
It's been fun. To our listeners, you've been listening to another edition of the LC and Jack Radio Show with LC Jack. And Kim, we do hope that you enjoyed the broadcast this evening. LC, Kim, any parting words for our super terrific, remarkable listeners?
Yeah, I got a couple things, Jack. Just before we run, I got a couple birthdays and quick shout-outs.
Okay.
Happy birthday to Kim's man, Aubrey Graham, which she probably doesn't know. His alias is Drake. He is a hip-hop artist, Drake. He is 24 this week. Rock that cradle there, Kim. Monica, 30 this week. Ciara, R&B star, 25. My girl, my second wife, Gabrielle Union, she's 37 this week. And a couple of our listeners there, Jack, Cynthia Brooks, George Jackson, and Kai Clark. Happy birthday from the LC and Jack Radio Show. Also, quick shouts to DJ Robbo, Michelle Terrell, and Tyrone Stewart. Big up from the LC and Jack Radio Show. And I'd like to, again, like you said, Jack, thank our listeners for tuning in. And I'd like to pass the torch over there to Kim.
Hey, Kim. I think Kim checked out already.
Did she check out already on us?
Of course I didn't check out.
Okay. Okay.
I just wanted to see if you guys missed me. My parting word to everybody is to get out and vote, please.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. Echo that sentiment. Go ahead, Jack.
I think I said mine already.
I don't
need an encore, but thank you, Elsie. I appreciate it. So check us out again next Tuesday, same time, same place, the Elsie and Jack Radio Show. Have a good night, everyone.
Good night.
Night.